Are you uncertain about your spiritual state and wondering if you've truly found salvation? Do you often question whether you possess the divine presence within you? Do you sometimes feel envious of those who claim to receive guidance from the Holy Spirit, thinking you're not worthy of such a blessing? My friends, today we will look at the signs that clearly shows you have the Holy Spirit in you, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Fear not, dear one, for it's entirely possible that the Holy Spirit is dwelling within you, even if you're not aware of it. As believers, we've all experienced moments where our spiritual fire seems to dwindle, leaving us feeling drained and disconnected from our purpose. The Apostle Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 serve as a poignant reminder. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? This verse highlights the intimate presence of the Holy Spirit within us, waiting to be tapped into. Just as a spark requires oxygen to ignite and sustain a flame, we need the Holy Spirit to fuel our journey with God. When we feel like the spark within us has gone out, it's time to turn to the Holy Spirit, our missing piece. Jesus promised his disciples, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." John 14 verses 16 to 17. The Holy Spirit is our comforter, teacher, and guide. John 14:26, 16:13. He revives our spirits, rekindles our passion, and empowers us to live a life that honors God. As we seek to reignite the flame within, let us remember the psalmist's words, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Psalm 51 verse 10. By surrendering to the Holy Spirit's work in our lives, we can experience a transformative revival. The prophet Ezekiel envisioned a valley of dry bones coming to life as the Spirit breathed upon them. Ezekiel 37 verses 1 to 14. Similarly, the Holy Spirit can breathe new life into our spiritual dryness, restoring our purpose and passion. As we invite the Holy Spirit to reignite the flame within us, let us remember the words of Romans 8 verse 11. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. May we embrace the revitalizing power of the Holy Spirit, and may our lives be a testament to the transformative fire that burns within us. The wind that stirs the embers, a mighty transformation. The disciples' experience in Acts 2 verses 2 to 3 serves as a powerful reminder of the Holy Spirit's transformative power. The mighty wind that filled the room symbolized the arrival of the Spirit, ushering in a new era of God's presence and power. This same wind can stir the embers of our faith, awakening us to a deeper connection with him. Just as a gentle breeze can barely rustle the leaves, but a mighty wind can uproot trees and shake the foundations, the Holy Spirit is not just a gentle presence, but a powerful force that can transform our lives. As we invite the Holy Spirit to stir the embers of our faith, we can expect a profound awakening. The prophet Ezekiel wrote, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' And I answered, 'O Lord God, you know.' Then he said to me, 'Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live.'" Ezekiel 37 verses 1 to 5. As the Holy Spirit breathes life into our spiritual dryness, we can experience a resurrection of our faith. The wind that stirs the embers of our faith can rekindle our passion for God, ignite a fire of purpose and direction, bring new life to our spiritual dryness, empower us to live a life that honors God. As we embrace the mighty wind of the Holy Spirit, let us remember the words of John 3 verse 8. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. May we surrender to the transformative power of the Holy Spirit, allowing Him to stir the embers of our faith and ignite a fire that burns brightly for God's glory. The fire that refines, purified and radiant. The refining process of gold is a powerful metaphor for the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. Just as gold is placed in the furnace to burn away impurities, leaving it stronger and more radiant, the Holy Spirit refines us through life's challenges. In Isaiah 48 verse 10, God declares, "Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction." This refining process is not about punishing us, but about perfecting us. As we journey through life's trials and tribulations, the Holy Spirit works to burn away our impurities, revealing our true character, purify our motives, intentions, and desires, strengthen our faith, making us resilient and unwavering, refine our character, reflecting the image of Christ. The Apostle Peter writes, "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 1 verses 6 to 7. As we submit to the refining fire of the Holy Spirit, we emerge stronger, purer, and more radiant, like gold refined in the fire. Our faith is tempered, our character is refined, and our relationship with God is deepened. May we embrace the fire that refines, trusting in the Holy Spirit's work to transform us into the image of Christ. The Comforter in the Storm, a calming presence. Life's storms can be overwhelming, leaving us feeling lost and alone. But in the midst of turmoil, the Holy Spirit is our comforter, our advocate, and our guide. Jesus promised in John 14 verse 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance everything I have said to you." This promise echoes the psalmist's words, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." Psalm 46 verse 1. As the Holy Spirit reminds us of God's faithfulness and love, He calms the turbulent waters of our souls. He whispers words of comfort and peace, reminds us of God's presence and power, teaches us to trust in His sovereignty, brings hope in the midst of darkness. In the storm, the Holy Spirit is our anchor, holding us fast to the Rock of Ages. He is our shelter, protecting us from the raging winds and waves. He is our peace, calming the fears and doubts that assail us. As we navigate life's tempests, let us remember the Holy Spirit's comforting presence. May we find solace in His words, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7. The power of Pentecost, unleashing the Holy Spirit's might. The day of Pentecost marked a pivotal moment in the history of the church, as the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and empowered for service. This transformative event is not just a historical account, but a promise for us today. In Acts 1 verse 8, Jesus declares, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. As we seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we can expect boldness to share the gospel with confidence, power to overcome sin and live a life of righteousness, gifts to minister to others, such as healing, prophecy, and wisdom, passion to spread the message of Christ with unquenchable zeal. The same Spirit that filled the disciples on the day of Pentecost is available to us today. As we surrender to His work in our lives, we can experience a fresh outpouring of His power and presence. Let us remember the words of the psalmist, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies." Psalm 103 verses 2 to 4. As we seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit, may we be empowered to live a life that honors God, and may His mighty power work through us to reach the ends of the earth. The fruit that lasts, a sweet fragrance to God. As believers, we are called to bear fruit that lasts for eternity. The Holy Spirit produces this fruit in our lives, transforming us into the image of Christ. Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23 lists the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. As we yield to the Holy Spirit, we become more like Jesus, and our lives become a sweet fragrance to God. This fruit is not just a temporary display, but a lasting characteristic of our lives. The Apostle Paul writes, "For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing," 2 Corinthians 2 verse 15. As we cultivate the fruit of the Spirit, we demonstrate God's love to a world in need, bring joy to those around us, exude peace in the midst of turmoil, show patience and kindness to others, reflect God's goodness and faithfulness, embody gentleness and self-control. May we surrender to the Holy Spirit's work in our lives, allowing Him to produce fruit that lasts for eternity. As we do, our lives will become a sweet fragrance to God, pleasing Him and drawing others to Christ. The unquenchable fire, igniting a passion for God. The Holy Spirit is knocking on the door of our hearts, longing to ignite an unquenchable fire within us. In Revelation 3 verse 20, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me." This invitation is not just a gentle tap, but a persistent knock, seeking to awaken our hearts to the passionate love of God. As we answer the door and invite the Holy Spirit in, He ignites a fire of passion and purpose within us, fills us with an unquenchable thirst for God's presence, empowers us to live a life that honors God, transforms us into the image of Christ, enables us to boldly declare the gospel to the world. The prophet Isaiah writes, "For as the fire crackles and the flame blazes, so will it be with the people of God." Isaiah 30 verse 27. Will you answer the door and invite the Holy Spirit in? Will you allow Him to ignite an unquenchable fire within you, fueling your passion for God and your purpose in life? As you do, you will become a beacon of hope and light in a world desperate for the love of Christ. Beautifully said. This is a wonderful summary of the Holy Spirit's role in our lives. He is the one who ignites our passion for God, stirs our faith, refines us, comforts us, empowers us, and produces lasting fruit in our lives. Embracing His presence and allowing Him to fan the flames of our passion and purpose is crucial for living a life that honors God and makes an impact in the world. And what a powerful reminder that the fire of the Holy Spirit within us is unquenchable. It cannot be extinguished by the challenges and difficulties of life. With Him, we can indeed conquer the world. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, Believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.